My name is Mark Motel. I'm with North Dakota State University. Section F chair just happened to be stepping in here and making sure all the sessions were running fine. And sorry to hear that Dr. Arthur can't join us, and I'm just helping out with Dr. Olson here. So with that, we will introduce Dr. Olson as our next speaker, speaking on Spinetoram, which is Delegate WG, as a new management tool for coddling moth control in U.S. apples.
I get to start my own time. Okay, as a brief overview, as far as for my presentation, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Spinetoram itself, and then I'm basically going to get into the actual data as far as its control of collie moth or internal worms in tree fruits. As far as Spinetoram, it is a spinosin. The spinosins are produced by an actinomycete, Saccharopolyspora spinosa, the very first spinosins, and that they are group 5 insecticides. The very first spinosin was spinosid, and these are the actives, the formulations, Spintor, Tracer, GF120, and Trust. And now the second active in this group 5 insecticide, is Spinetoram, and our two formulations are Radiant and Delegate for this particular active. As far as Spinetoram is made up of two macrocyclic lactones, this major group, J and L. And what we've done with these two is, first thing we've done is we noticed if we chemically modified those and added an ethoxy group onto the rhamnose sugar, and that being right here, we had better insecticidal activity. And then if we did one more modification on the J component, and that making a double bond to a single bond, we basically improve the photostability and residual control of the actives. And so that is Spinetoram. We did receive U.S. registration for Spinetoram in September, and it was registered as a reduced risk pesticide. And Delegate itself that I'm going to be talking about is a 25% wettable or water dispersible granule. Spinetoram has low toxicity to mammals, no evidence of mutagenicity, teratogenicity, or oncogenicity, has low toxicity to birds and fish, and it's rapidly biodegraded in the soil and natural surface waters, and it's practically non-toxic to pollinators at 3 hours after application. My talk today, I'm going to be talking to you about as far as its control of internal worms, being collie moth and oriole fruit moth in apples. And so the key question here is, when compared to other commercial standards, does Delegate WG provide comparable control of internal worms, being collie moth and oriole fruit moth in apples? Fairly simple. In almost all the studies, the data that I'm going to be showing you as far as harvest evaluations is basically that total damage. And so this is a damage which is just a sting when the animal did not survive, but it still stung the apple. And then here's where it stung the apple, got into the apple, and there was actually an entry in the apple, but I'm looking at total damage. Here is the label as it exists today for eastern tree fruits. I'm going to be focusing on collie moth and oriental fruit moth control, and basically looking at rates at 4.5 and 6 ounces. As far as all the data slides are pretty much going to look the same. I'm looking at internal worm damage. On the x-axis is going to be the treatments, and on the y-axis you have percent damage by internal worms. Here is the data, and I'm also going to then be showing you the mean comparison test as well. Here, Delegate at 4.5 and 6 ounces, you can see looking very good compared to your untreated, where there was about 38% damage from internal worms. In the east, it's internal worms because it's both collie moth and oriental fruit moth. That was John Wise at Michigan State. Here we have at Virginia Tech with Chris Berg. In the untreated, about 35% damage from internal worms. Delegate at 4.5 ounces and six. It's 6 ounces basically zeroing it out. There was no damage at all from internal worms, and then compared to glutathione, Altacor, and Belt. Here at West Virginia this year in 2007, Henry Hogmeyer, untreated, about 34% damage. Delegate at 4.5 and 6 ounces, looking very good. The program, these applications, in almost all these cases up until now, these are all single trees, applied with air blast sprayers. Generally, The applications are about 2 weeks apart, 14 days, and when it gets around to the collie moth or oriental fruit moth timing, then they actually then will might move that schedule a little bit to time it for those particular pests. In this case, the program basically is not unlike a grower type program. It was a combination of a Sail, Imidan, Intrepid, and Ryman applied at appropriate times. In this study at 2006 with Larry Hull, this is an orchard where this is actually an orchard of where the blocks are 12 to 14 trees per rep. And in this case, in this particular orchard, it's heavy as far as a tufted up a bud moth pressure and oblique bend a leaf roller, and you can see that here. There are only four applications made in this orchard, and they were made specifically for the leaf rollers. So two applications for each generation of tufted apple bud moth, delegated 4.5 ounces. The Ryman applications preceded the delegate applications a little bit because of timing for Ryman. So very good control of oblique bend a leaf roller. And in the same orchard, there was also in internal worms. Remember, these applications were timed for obliques and tufted, not for internal worms. But you can see the control is very good. A little less pressure, about 10% damage in the untreated delegated 4.5 ounces, looking very good. Moving out to the West Coast, Pacific Northwest, here is a label. It's going to be focusing on pretty much a 6.5 ounce rate, looking at collie moth. In this first data slide here, what this is a summary of four trials. Here is the damage. You can see there's pretty heavy pressure of collie moth, a little over 55% damage in the untreated as far as in the four trials. Delegated 6.5 ounces, looking very good compared to a Sail and Guthion at 2 pounds. Again, in these trials, six applications, 14 days apart. Guthion, it was only four applications, and it was applied 21 days apart. Another trial in Yakima. Again, the untreated up to about 50% damage, the untreated. Delegated 6.4 ounces, looking very good compared to these other products. These are single tree trials. One more as far as in Yakima. Here, delegated 6.4 ounces, a little less pressure here, about 18% damage, but delegate basically zeroed out. There was no damage at all. Lastly, we had an opportunity to do some demonstration trials in a few locations. The first location was maybe an unfortunate situation for them. It was the Easter freeze that occurred down in the Carolinas, and so there were a lot of their orchards basically didn't get anything from them. So we went in there and had some delegate treatments in some large areas. The treatments were the untreated. We had a standard. We had a Calypso applied to first generation, three sprays, then a Sail a second generation, and then delegate three applications for each generation. Understand that we would not do that, obviously, for resistance management with the actual true label, but this was crop destruct in that particular case because there wasn't much of a crop. Here's an aerial view of the trial. This area here is the untreated, this large area. Untreated has 61% damage. Standard treatment of the Calypso and a Sail was 11.6% damage. And finally, the delegate, which is immediately adjacent to the untreated area, was only 1.6%. And in actually sampling the trees that were immediately adjacent to the untreated, even these trees here were really not any different than as far as the amount of damage that was there versus trees that were further away from the untreated. Another study, as far as a large block study, it was done up in Washington State. In this particular case, Red Delicious apples, non-replicated, as in the previous study. Each plot was 0.4 acres per plot. Grower applied, air blast sprayer, three applications per generation. And this is the sequence as far as the plots. It was untreated next to the delegate, and that was and next to that was a Sail and Calypso, just like in a long line. Here is the data as far as for first generation control. You can see there's a lot of damage here from collie moth, about 75% damage in the untreated. Here's delegated 6.4 ounces of Sail and Calypso. This is first generation. Second generation. Looking at the damage. Remember, now this is on both cases. It's total fruit damage. It's total fruit damage. So it's stings and entries. Now, in the second generation, was based basically at harvest. We can kind of dissect this a little bit. In that of the stings, this is just stings for that same data. This is just stings. So you can see that delegate has a little bit higher number than a Sail and Calypso, but you can see it has a very few of those stings actually translated into entries, whereas with the Sail and Calypso you actually then had you have more entries, And then finally, you have actually exits where the animals have survived, they've pupated, and whereas with the delegate, there wasn't any in that particular case. So to kind of walk you through that again, this was that entire data set, this is the total, and then going back and looking at it, dissecting as far as the sting. So essentially what's happening here, the animals, yes, they did sting the fruit as far as the colony moth, as far as the actual larvae itself, they actually stung the fruit, they actually got in a little bit, but then that was pretty much it. They pretty much died at that point in time, and so essentially you had very few that actually truly entered, and you didn't have any that in this particular case with this high infestation level that actually exited. So with that, basically, delegate has demonstrated excellent activity against internal worms, being colony moth and oriental fruit moth on the East Coast, 4.5 to 6 ounces. And on the West Coast, as far as on colony moth, at 6.4 ounces or 6.5 ounces. Growers will have a new and an excellent tool as far as a novel mode of action for managing internal worms in apple orchards. And with that, I'd like to acknowledge, certainly, these are just some of the list of people that are involved in a number of these studies. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Brian, Dean.
As far as all the as far as the crops that it's labeled on,
yeah.
The list is long. As far as what we have labels on, it's pome fruit, stone fruits. Delegate is primarily is labeled for basically most of the perennial crops, and radiant is for vegetable crops, and basically it's crop groupings. Everything that you have seen as far as spinosad label, basically, we have all of those crops that were labeled for spinosad are labeled now for spinetoram. What we have, everything's labeled. As of September 28th, everything is labeled. Questions?
Do those stings constitute marketable fruit?
Probably not. The question was, would they constitute marketable fruit? This is probably more of a problem in the Pacific Northwest, where because of all the sun, et cetera, then they end up, they wouldn't be marketable fruit.
And what was the time between your both and your application, particularly in the
colony? It's 14 days.
14 days.
14 days.
Do you have any data on the relative water solubility you should have to spinosad on this new product? And then the second question, what's the typical PHI on this?
PHI, I can answer that one, it's easier. PHI on apples is, pome fruits is 7 days. Water solubility, I think it's fairly similar. We got enough experts, they're answering. It's about similar to spinosad. Okay. I think that's it. Thank you.